Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Renko. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The DH, Randy Bez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Sam Perlazzo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Horta reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. There goes Smalley. The throw from Naorodny and Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Golds covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble is hit by the pitch. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Perlazzo applying the tag. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nairodny hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 2 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Gar goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bazz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bazz is 0 for 1 in the game. Bazz hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Perlazzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perlazzo moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Naorodny moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Naorodny scores. Garr moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass is 0-for-2 in the game. Bass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bass for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perlazzo bunts towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perlazzo moves to third. Ken Kravec now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Carew reaches second base with a double. Perlazzo scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Laron Lagro now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nairodny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cubbage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Dan Ford. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.